The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee is going to hold a markup on Wednesday to try to pass legislation very similar to what the House was done, basically to tell EPA that they do not approve of the rule, to send it back to the agency with the directions and instructions to start over from scratch, and more importantly, start over by visiting with the stakeholders first. I think that's very important. Now, we've got to move very quickly because the rule that was put out by EPA is a final rule, and it'll be 60 days before implementation and enforcement. So Congress has a very short and narrow window to operate in trying to get something done to push back.
Now, in EPA's proposed WOTUS rule, there were some changes made.
You know, there were changes made, but nothing that works for us. More importantly, nothing that really changes the overall concern that we have that this is still a huge land grab by the EPA. When you look at the vague terms, the vague definitions, the very broad sweeping approach to this, we still have just about every farm and ranch that could potentially be covered here, and that is the problem with this rule. They're trying to do too much in too broad of a sense, and therefore they are going to hit everybody with punishment, not only from enforcement by EPA, but through the actions of activist groups who could use this to come out and sue individual producers.
And with the Senate set to move on this issue, Woodall encourages producers to contact their senators.
Producers have to contact their senators immediately and let them know that we cannot stand back and allow EPA to move forward, that we have to send a very clear signal that enough is enough, that EPA needs to listen to the will of the people, and more importantly, they need to stop this action, go back, and begin their conversations anew with all of the stakeholders, including the U.S. cattle industry.